Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, July 14th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Well, we were on the right track, but after months of declining cases, the COVID-19 curve in the U.S. is bending the wrong way again. Some blame people who have refused to get vaccinated. Reportedly, each of the five states that have recorded the largest two-week jump in cases, Missouri, Arkansas, Nevada, Louisiana, and Utah, all have lower than average vaccination rates when compared to the nation as a whole. In California, Los Angeles County has recorded a nearly 250% jump from just 2 weeks ago. LA County Supervisor told the Los Angeles Times that she hopes those who are unvaccinated, quote, understand the impact that they have. We can't rely on herd immunity if the herd won't get their shots. Meanwhile, case counts in New York City have doubled from around 200 a day a few weeks ago to around 400 or more cases. Maine and South Dakota are the only two states that have not recorded a recent increase in cases. House Republicans raised more than $45 million over the past 3 months. They broke the party's record for the highest quarterly amount raised in a non-election year, and they outdid Democratic rivals by far. June had the biggest monthly total ever in an off year with $20 million. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee raised $36 million in the second quarter, leaving the National Republican Congressional Committee with the big cash on hand advantage ahead of its quest to take back control of the House in 2022. At least 72 people in South Africa have been killed following the arrest of former President Jacob Zuma. The ex-leader was convicted of contempt of court in June, after he refused to show up to an inquiry into allegations of criminal corruption during his presidency. His jailing led to protests and looting and multiple buildings being set on fire in the unrest, which reportedly resulted in the arrest of well over 1,200 people. Current President Cyril Ramaphosa has said the violence is some of the worst seen in the country since before the end of apartheid in the 1990s. Trigger warning for homophobic rhetoric in this next story. A Wyoming biker bar thought it was a good idea to sell t-shirts urging gun violence against people within the LGBTQ+ community. Yeah, that's not hate rhetoric at all. Anyways, the shirt shows a man in a biker jacket holding up a pistol with the homophobic slogan, quote, "In Wyoming, we have a cure for AIDS. We shoot fucking faggots." Reportedly, the shirts were discovered by the LGBTQ+ rights advocacy group Wyoming Equality, which chose not to name the bar in case it benefited from the publicity. In a Facebook post, the group said that it, quote, failed to convince a local bar to pull the shirts from circulation after explaining the harm it brought on to the LGBTQ+ community. Wyoming's Governor Mark Gordon merely released a statement saying that it was disheartening for a business to, quote, offer a product for sale with a message like that. Tucker Carlson's first grade teacher is calling bullshit on all of the Fox News star's lies. In one of his books, Carlson blamed his former teacher for his so-called long-running hatred of liberals, writing that she, quote, wore long Indian print skirts and was so bad at teaching that his father was forced to hire a private tutor for him. At one point, Carlson even accused his teacher of sobbing at her desk and wailing about how unfair the world is. Well, when contacted by the Washington Post, the instructor was pretty shocked by Carlson's recollections, saying it was, quote, the most embellished, crazy thing she ever heard. She denied crying at her desk, wearing Indian skirts, or ever sharing her politics in class. As a matter of fact, what she did say was that the young Carlson did need a tutor, but she was the tutor. Well, here's an incentive for good behavior. While some places have offered lotteries, gift cards, and scholarships as rewards, if you will, for getting the COVID-19 vaccine, one California town is offering something else to help you chillax a little bit more. Joints. Long Beach, California is offering the first 150 people who received their shot during a July 24th vaccine drive free pre-rolled cannabis. The offer is to help persuade younger people to get the shot. The gift will be available to residents 21 and over who will be given a token to cash in at a local dispensary. Long Beach is not the first place to pass a puff for a shot. Organizers have launched similar joints for jabs drives in New York, Washington, D.C., and Washington State. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.